Ask Chaim what how he's setting the teeth with us.
Chaim, you're on?
Yeah, I'm on. Yeah, I would have bought pizza. I didn't think I would make it.
Yeah.
Chaim, we always wait for you.
Okay, I'm putting on the mic, so you're not, I'm not going to be able to hear you.
Okay.
No, maybe I could. You hear me now? Hello?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, no, it's not lost. It's just I put on this mic because Moshe said that it's not so clear without the mic. Okay, Chaver Geshmak a blah today. Who?
The other mic.
The other mic is clear, but the.
It's not on you.
Which other mic is not on me?
What,
do
you need two mics or two?
Yeah,
oh, that mic. That's cool. On top of your safe, they have another
problem. So basically, what he's saying is that. It would be a good idea for Gary to come every morning. But I don't want to pressure you. But I'm going to try to use this extra mic, see if that helps.
You
said wrong. Okay. Gary says, Gary pleads the fifth.
Just tell Chaim that when there's pizza to cry out here, it's
okay. Zakti Gemara. Welcome, Memheim and Alf. Agutavach, everybody. Thank you for coming out. Memheim and Alf. 7-8 lines from the top. Hayoim. Shmaina u'shloishim yoyim. Shaim. Chamisha shivoyis. U'shloishim yomim. La'imer ba'imer. Say it how you want. Just say it. This year is sponsored in honor of Moshe Tyner. He should feel better. Road rash and Chapler, who says he didn't get hurt, but he looks pretty hurt. Yeah.
Chapler's road rash.
Mitzvah Shem be able to get back on the bike before the end of the year. No, sooner. Masnisen Deloy Kirabalezer Ben Yaakov. So, oh, the Siyam, just announced for the Siyam. The Siyam is going to be Wednesday night in Moshe Tarnas' house. It's the Suzu Seido, Chanukah Zabayas, and the Siyam on Sechta Saita. You could expect a serious spread. Chaim, make sure you bring your Shver. What time? I don't know. We'll do it after it's a shtick of prom because of Myriv.
What's
Pram Meyer? It's a point that I know because
we want Dom Meyer beforehand.
Because
I don't know. What's the earliest you get Dom Meyer? Like 8:15.
I'm saying, but you want people. 8:15.
Unless you make a Meyer afterwards and buy the house.
By the end of the week.
Right, that's the problem. So you have to make a Meyer. Huh? See, it's late. Well, we're gonna do Meyer at what time is Meyer?
I'll start to see him and have a little break, like 20 minutes in, half an hour in,
if you might.
Yeah.
Sure. Do half an hour in. Don't matter,
middle of the
CM. Like,
we'll start it off before we make the CM. Before we make the CM, we'll down Meyer.
Meyer
of CM. Meyer of CM.
So what time does it start? 7:30?
We'll do.
7:30,
then it's Meyer of the 15. 15,
too early.
Or
whatever,
8:30. 8:30? We'll do Mincha over here at.
8:00.
7:53 is Mincha. So 7:50 is Mincha in the shul.
Right after CM.
Walk to his house. We'll set the entree. Will be on the table already. And 8:20, whatever we can. 25 minutes of the shkia is 8:27. 8:27. We'll do Mincha Mariv, then the CM.
Might be smart to wait a little bit because everyone's going to remember Shema. No one's going to say
Shema. Sphere.
Sphere, you're getting
it. No, 8:27. You can say Sphere.
Yeah, say, it's Sphere.
You don't want to wait too long because
you're going to lose the crowd.
Okay. Pass those tissues, please. I don't know what's going on. That's a bad cold. How do you get a cold in the middle of summer? That's what it is.
I think you need to sleep
one
night.
I did my sleeping for the week last night.
What?
I did my sleeping for the week last night.
Libby.
He's 8 hours left. He's supposed to sleep the whole week.
No, I didn't sleep 8 hours. Libby. I slept, six and a half hours.
Libby. It's also a call yesterday.
Today?
No, Wednesday.
Oh.
Thursday.
Okay. So, Mirtz Hashem. Masnissen, and if you know anybody who wants to join for Gittin, make sure we need to fill up the room. Let's go. Chevra. Masnissen, Leker, Belezer, and Yaakov. Our Mishnah, it says that you need 3 day on him or 5 day on him is not like Lezmi Yaakov. Tanya Lezmi Yaakov Aymer Zikanecha. Sorry, Zikanecha Zusan Hedrin Shevtecha Zamelech V'Koyin Gadol. Melech the Siv Melech Meshi Yamid Aretz Koyin Gadol the Siv Bosal Akonim Alavim El Shevet Ashiyeh Bayam Maheim. So Mela, our Mishnah doesn't mention Koyin Gadol and Melech, so you see that the Mishnah is vakeret from not like Lezmi Yaakov. Now, what about regarding the 3 or 5, like Machlis we had in the Mishnah of Shimon Ben Yehuda? Does he agree to that? Does he hold like one of those shitas? Or is he totally hold something else? The Gemara is like this. Avol b'Sanhedrin, Iker b'Yehuda, Iker b'Shimon Esrile. Oy Dilma, b'Sanhedrin not pleading, maybe Yargis and Sanhedrin also. Ad Iker Kulu Sanhedrin, you need the whole entire Bezen Shal Shivim. Amar B'Yezit Toshma. Matzan Zokin Mamre Matzan Charming Rai that he holds they need whole business shall shivim. Matzan Zokin Mamre Abe Pagi. So you have a Zokin Mamre. What's a Zokin Mamre? Zokin Mamre is a one of the Dayanim, basically the business shall shivim paskin. Let's say they're paskin and you can't go to Dunkin' Donuts. And then he goes back to his kehillah and he says, they don't know what they're talking about, I know Hashkacha. 100% you're allowed to go to Dunkin' Donuts. It's Chaim Miso. Now the question is, this is all, if it's done the regular way that they paskin, which when do, where do they paskin? Lishka Zagozas, that's where they sit. That's what a half round circle was. They sat in a half round circle, you know, the Gemara. Only in...
Meaning some random basin in the middle of nowhere decides something. I don't think that's...
No. Only in Sanhedrin Shel Shivim. That's what I'm saying. Sanhedrin Shel Shivim in the Lishka Zagozas. What happens if they go out of Lishkas Gozes and they give a psak, they go to visit Karastir, and they buy the kever, they give it a psak about something, and one of them goes back to Ishtat and he says, we don't pass like that. So what happens? So we have a pasuk that says, and then the Gemara, I'm just explaining the Gemara, we have a pasuk that says that you only become a Zaka Mamre if it's done in the place where the Bezin sits, which is Lishka Zagozas. So now Gemara figures this out. Toshma, Mas Zaka Mamre Abe Pagi. Abe Pagi means in the walls of Yerushalayim. The Himra Alein, and he went against them, so it wasn't in the Lishka Zagozas. Yochde Amra Samra. Maybe it will be considered that he's arguing his Zaka Mamre. Tamal Lemar, the Kamtiv Alisal Amokim. Melamish Amokim Gurim, the Amokim Gurim. It has to be the place where they sit, which is Lishkas Gozas. So Gemara says, Denafakama, how many of the Sanhedrin went out to this base pagi to give up sak? Ilem Denafak Miktsoson, some went out. Dilma Hanach Dekigavoy, Kavase Svirlu. Means, you're saying that he gave up sak, connected to Sanhedrin. But let's say 25 Sanhedrin went out, and they gave up sak. There's another 45 Sanhedrin in sitting Lishkas Gozas who might agree with him. So who said he's going against the Sanhedrin? Elab Shita, the Navakulu, they all went out. What do you mean they all went out? Well, am I? Iladar Ashus, Mimatanafka, you can't go out. Look, Siv. It says, Shrorech Agan Asar, Al Yechsar Mozik. Shem Nitzruch Echemem Losses, Im Yesham Esmashal, Shukaneged, Sanhedrin Tan Yetzer, and Lavin Yetzer. The Loch is, Shrorech is referring to Bezin. Agana Sar, Sar is a half moon, which is the way they sat. And Al Yechsar Mozig, Mozig means Yain and Mozig, is two thirds diluted with water over wine. One wine, two thirds water. Halacha is, you always have to leave a third of the bezin inside. So how could it be they all went out? So tomorrow, Elop Shita, Elop Dvar Mitzvah. It can't be Dvar Shos, it's Dvar Mitzvah. Lamai. What's Dvar Mitzvah? Lav Lemedidas Eglo. Reb Lezmi Yaakov. So he holds that all Shivim went out. They went out to Medidas Eglo. On that spot where they were measuring the Eglo, Shail came up and they paskined. He went back to the shul and said, by the way, I was just today where we just the place of the killing. They paskined the Psak. But my eyes, I found the Mishnah Berurah Vakeret. Psak's not like them. And he becomes, his question is, becomes Zaka Mamre. And on that, we need a pause to tell you that no, you don't become Zaka Mamre, only in Lishka Zagozas.
The Sanhedrin was Shivim or Shivim
Shivim
Yeah. So
23
is not a third, right?
Not exactly.
Not exactly.
But 69 is a third. And you can't have.
So I'm saying, right? So
a third doesn't come.
So you go down now.
Yeah.
No, you have to leave a minimum of a 23, because 23 is the Bezen HaKatan. It's the next level Bezen.
You're saying Mezeg, you're saying it's a third, it's not a third.
Yeah. Not exactly. It's
close to 30.
Yeah.
You say there's Remachman, I go to 24.
Then you have less than a third.
Less than 24.
You should go to 24. If you want to say you're not a problem, you have to go to 25.
Rashi doesn't say 23, Rashi says Shlish.
So that's what I'm saying, it's not a third.
Whatever Shlish is.
The Gemara says 23.
The Gemara says 23? Esther Shlish. Yeah, could Rashi say, the Gemara is the connected Sanhedrin and Katana. Rashi is the one that puts in the Shlish. Because Rashi is trying to make it fit with that Mozeg.
Right.
Only. But the din is that a Bezdin Shal, Esther Shlish, that's the next level Bezdin.
Right.
That's what has to stay. Gemara is not saying Shlish. Gemara is saying Esther Shlish. Rashi is just saying how it shims with the Pasek. That's all. So you're leaving a third. That's called a third, you know. There's three Bezdin Shlish in there. One might have 25 because that's where you have Shim Bechot. But there's three Bezdin Shlish in there. It's split into three Batidinim. So Gemara says.
Because there's also a Shita that holds that
Mezizah
as our Chashosh.
Right, it's different. Mizida, the Gemara. Oh. I think you're going to learn this halacha differently. Right. I don't know. So Gemara says, "Lavam Mediyas Egel Verbal Azmiyakavi." I'm like, "Abay Eloi, Dimlo Hoisav Al Ir Valazoros Ketanan, Emay Sifan Al Ir Valazoros El Bezin Shal Shem Vechem." Maybe it's not for Eglo, and you have no right to Blazmiyakav. It's going to be Moisav Al Ir Valazoros. Tanya Kavos Rabbi Yosef bring right to Rabbi Yosef that it is for Eglo. Numara comes on maskana like this that it is they were going out for eglo or for mediza ear and melo. You have a raya that are blessed Yaakov holds that not just as you hold the inyan melech and a koyin, he also holds you need blessed shel shivan, and this goes with the theme. Very, this goes very well with the theme that. Bezdin themselves go out to measure. Why? Because you want to make a trask, you want to make a tumul. This is the biggest tumul in the world. You have the melech comes to entourage. You have the kohen, he also comes with people, doesn't go by himself. And you have Bezdin Shal Shivim, they also come with people. There's the secretaries, there's people, there's buses, there's tzutzach. You know what I'm saying? You can imagine what went on over there. You have the Cheshuvia Klai Yisrael going to measure something in a city, in the, so it makes a big tumul, and maybe somebody will come forward and say, oh, what are you guys here for? Oh, okay, fine. It'll be in the papers. On the chats. Okay, we go back to Gemara. Nimtzatam begal oitoli beilon. So the Mishnah says that if it's hidden in a pile of rocks or is hanging on a tree, that's not an egla rufa. Leimas nisan Rabbi Yehudi. This Mishnah is Rabbi Yehudi v'Rabbanan. Tanya, we have a brisa v'shachachta and peya. It's a sesefta and peya v'shachachta oimer basada. You have a pasuk. Is prat l'taman. That's what he holds. When it says basada, it's basada on the field, but prat l'taman. Rabbi Yehuda says, what page is that? 4 or 5. Divrei. Divrei Yehuda. Chamayim basada l'rabis l'taman. Punk vakaret. He holds. It's the rabbis is a tamon. I don't have a paper. I guess not. He holds the rabbis a tamon. I'm a rab, and so that's what we say. We want to say that this Mishnah is not going. Is going like a Yehuda, not like a Rabbanan, because Rabbanan is marba that the halacha lek shikha peyo. Shikha is halacha in maizrus in a field when a guy grows has a crop and he leaves over a bundle. The halacha is if he leaves it over, he's not gonna go back and get it. It belongs to Naniyim. What happens if this bundle is hidden under something? So Rabbi Yehuda holds that Taman is not Shikha. But Rabbi Yehuda holds Taman is Shikha. It's included in the Halacha Shikha. So our Mishnah says, the Egla Rufa, if it's Taman, it's not an Egla Rufa. It's not a Shaila, dinner Egla Rufa. It must be going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Zakhti Gemara, no. Who? No. It says Adama. It says Adama. Same thing, it's saying the same Halacha. Same halacha, Adama Sada.
Well, here, that's the
commission. Yeah. Adama, Adama. Kimatze chal ba Adama. Pasuk. That he has, Gary. So, Amar Allah, feel tame Rabbanan. Even if going to Rabbanan. Hacha, minyan the crow, or hasa, minyan the crow. Means you have to look at the sequence of events of the Pasuk. You have to look at the way the Pasuk is. Means we have a ribui, or a miut. So, Rabbanan said like this.
How come
you? No. I'm a basada. Yeah. So Gemara is like this. How come you're on the crow? How come you're on the crow? The Ksiv ki matzei cholol. It says ki matzei cholol ba'adama. So ki matzei cholol ba'adama. Ba'adama means on the earth. On the dirt. On the dirt. Ki matzei cholol heichem mishtakach ba'adama. We're saying on the dirt you found the cholol. Prat letaman. Means coming to exclude a tamah, because that's what said ba'adama.
But just because
Ba'adama
is in the Adama, so what
does
that also mean?
Taman? Ba'adama, on the dirt. Prat, l'taman. V'hasim yon dekra, d'chsiv, ki siksor k'tzircha b'sadcha, v'shachachta, oimer, you have a pasuk over here, ki siksor k'tzircha b'sadcha, v'shachach b'sadecha, in your field, v'shachachta oimer b'sada, and you forget oimer b'sada. So over here, when the pasuk says, so it's shikha dumi lekotzer. You make a gzeir shava that the ma kotzer begoli, just like the kotzer is begoli. So too ashikha begoli. So then, what's the pasuk telling basada for? We know basada because it's the same thing as ketzircha. So it must be basada is coming to marba something. What's coming to marba? Taman. Kasher Rachmana basada, Rav is taman. That's what he says. So it means depends. You have to look at each pasuk. You can't just say it's a blanket thing. Rabbanan's marba taman. Yeah, he's marba taman because the pasuk over there is already marba everything. It's marba galui. So pasuk, what's besad taman? You have extra word. Must be marba taman. Mashenker over here. It's not like that. Over here, if I carry it, Adama's marba is says. Adama says.
No, because
chalo,
which would mean everything. So,
by
Adam is
pralatama. Adam is pralatama, yeah. So, at the Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda Nami, so then Rabbi Yehuda should have the same thing. He should also learn that the Pasuk is saying, Shikha Dumi the Kotzer, so that tells you Golui. So, Basad is a Marba. If Basad is a Marba, then it should be Marba Taman. And he's my Taman. Enoch Nami. He says, Enoch Nami. Now, what's the Basada come and tell you? Because he holds not Marba Taman. Say, no, Basada is coming to tell you something. If you forgot a bundle that's attached, a bunch of wheat that's attached still to the field. How does he know that? You could have said Besadeh. Or say Besadecha. To tell you, give me Marba this halacha. Rabbi Yehuda. He holds you need this pasuk a whole new limud. The halach is like this: if I have a bundle of wheat, the wind blew to my neighbor's backyard, but it landed on a post or landed on a rock. So, is it shikha? Could I only go to my neighbor's field and say, listen, this guy on 1552 left over this bundle. I saw him leave it over. It says shikha. It belongs to Aniyim. It's hefka. I want to take it. So he says, yeah, but now it's in my field. It's only shikha as long as it's shachta I'm basadeh in your field. This is not your field. This is... Or no, shikha. The guy forgot in his field. It blew over. Who cares? So you need a pasuk. So he says that's what you need a pasuk for. Parash tzavut l'amin l'sak tzavut chaveri. V'rabbanon, how do they know salacha? Me'besad le'besadcha. They learn that from there. Yehuda besad le'besadcha le'mashmalei. They don't learn that lima from there. So yeah, that's why he needs the pasuk of besadcha. Bayer b'yamia. Now we're going in, because you brought in this halacha tzafu. So now we're going into this whole halacha of tzafu. This is a new concept. Till now we said it blew into his neighbor's backyard on top of a stand. Right now we're saying, I piled up my stuff, and then this bundle blew onto another piece in my own field. So now it's in the airspace of my field. It's not sitting on the floor anymore. Mao. Aver Sada is Kesada Dami. The ear of my field is like my field. I love Kesada Dami. Now the Tosafot Rosh speaks out right away. What do you mean? We know that the Aver Sada is Kesada Dami. It's not a Shaila. You know, it's always, that's halacha. We had this in Gittin. He threw in Tech Sadeh. We know this. So he says, no, over here, the Gemara Shaila is, the Gemara Hamina was, because Lamaisa, it says Sadcha. Sadeh is the ground. So maybe over here there's a special halacha for some reason. That's the Gemara's claim.
For sure it's his Rishos. That's not Rishos.
For sure it's Rishos.
Right. Shaila is in Dine Shikha.
I mean, Dine Shikha, it's Sadeh. Toys Rosh. Sounds like almost an Akron, you know? So Gemara says like this. So Gemara says, I'll bring you a pashtaraya. I have a pashtaraya to this chakira. I'm there of Kahanar Papi, but I'm there of Kahanar Zid. Tifshilim, they're a vote. We just had a revo, I'm a lezer. What would he say? The Amar, Prah should suffer, I'm a Turksa, the Chaveroi. That we said if it falls in your friend's backyard, it wouldn't be Shikra. The Chaveroi in. But the Turksa, you lie. It's only Chaveroi. But in your field, there's no question. So now the Gemara says, one second, let's go back to Rav Avo Shver. If it lands on the field of your friend, it wouldn't be good. Be'inon besadcha velekob. Ella, the Turk saw the chaver. I feel menachem. Means it doesn't have to be on a guy's stand, like I said before. It could be even on the ground. If my bundle blows into his field, it's not my field anymore.
What were we gaining by bringing down the case of Rav Avoh specifically by it staying on a post on another thing? You're not making a different Rishos. You're not making it to a...
No, but that was like the Hamir of the Gemara. The Hamir thought that's how it was.
I'm saying, but so good. Now, back to Rav Avoh.
No, it's an Echanami.
What am I gaining by...
You're right. So, V'hai D'kam Atzofu, the Gemara is an Echanami. V'hai D'kam Atzofu, Rav Avoh, really, Rav Avoh is Menachem al Karka. The Hamina was that's not. Now we're saying we're changing. Right? The comment Tzafu. So what do you say Tzafu for? What do you say a weird case? What's this Lashon Tzafu? Tzafu means it's like it's in the air, like.
Maaseh
Shoyah came higher,
but it's not a Maaseh
Shoyah. No, so that's what Gemara says. The Loi Mishkach is Loi El. The only way to get over to the neighbor's backyard is to blow.
Fine, to blow, but where it lands is my question.
Right, so it landed on the field.
Yeah,
on the
field, but why do I have to have a case where it lands on something?
It like doesn't. The Gemara's changing that. The Gemara's changing that. So Toshma. Now the question is, now you can ask on us. Why by us does it have to be, by, when he lands in your back, in my own backyard, why is it to be on, so we'll see. Toshma.
No, in your field, because we're standing, they're not
land
on anything.
Wait, let's see. Come on, let's talk about it. Toshma. I'm a sheikh, zikbo le licha le'ir. Now I'm going to drop my garage. So I basically take a bundle, and I pack it up. I tell my workers, this, I'm taking home this bundle of wheat, I'm taking home tonight. My wife's going to make challah. Le licha le'ir, venicha agabe chaveri. And you put it on top of another bundle, v'shakhoi, and you forgot everything. You went home, you're like, oh yeah, I can't believe it. So now you run back, you're like, listen, the top bundle's mine. Like, oh, the rabbi's standing there, the das is already there. Hey, what are you doing? I forgot. Yeah, that's what shikha is. No, I forgot the bottom bundle, not the top bundle. Like, whoa, listen, everything here is shikha. So one second, not so poshut. So v'shakhoi, satachtoina shikha. Yehuda says, "I'm Mishum Hashem, and Shneim ain't a shikha. Hatachlam eshu tamun, and he holds tamun is not shikha. Ve'elyon eshu tzof. It's not besadcha. Not besadcha." So Gemara says, "Ad kan lepligi el b'tachton av be'elyon dibra kol av shikha. It's often a raya. It's a raya if I can't. They see a tzof is what's called. Gemara says, no raya at all.
Tamun over here means." That it's completely covered,
no,
just on the top.
No, just on top. We'll see. The Rabbi Chaim Kesem brings right in the next Gemara that's not totally covered. You'll see in a minute.
Doesn't have to be like.
We'll see. We'll see in a minute. Shiny Hassam, Kim in the Achzik Bay, Zachar Bay. No Shachkes. When you pick it up to take it home, you picked it up. That's yours. Done. That's why. Ihachi Samaya Gaba Chaveroi. I feel Besada. What does it have to be? Feel Besada Nami. Enochanami. Bahai the Tona Gaba Chaveroi, Mishum Tachton. It's like tzav, means it's like you're holding it still. So what comes out from this Gemara, the Maskana, is that if I have a bundle in my field, I have tons of bundles, the wind blows and takes a bundle and puts it on top of another bundle, that's tzav. That would not be shikha. It's not besada. Yeah.
No, here are the cases. No, because the riot in this case is specifically because I was cutting it. Okay. I picked it up and I put it down. Versus if I don't, it's going to be shikha. But the question is when I'm
no, it wouldn't be shikha because over here it's not soft. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying, when I picked it up, so I'm machzik it, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be even...
So if you didn't pick it up, it wouldn't be...
No. If I pick it up, it doesn't even have to be on top of chaveroi.
Once I pick it up,
it's mine.
And if the wind picked it up?
If the wind picks it up and it goes on top of something, then that's tough.
That's not tzadko.
Where's the raya from?
That's the raya. That's what I'm saying. The whole case, shiny hasam, this chazik. Only because I held it. So Gemara says, what do you mean if you held it? Then why does it have to be on Gaba Chaverim? What's that economy? You're right. This case doesn't have to be on Gaba Chaverim. But other case, in order to be part of Meshikha, would have to be on Gaba Chaverim because it's tough.
But why the bottom bundle is also Shikha? I put it down on top of the bottom bundle. I'm recognizing that there's a bottom bundle there.
Doesn't matter. The bottom is Taman as Pata. Shikha is only when it's not Taman. When it's Bagali, like Ketzircha.
Right.
That's what he holds.
And that's considered Tama.
Yeah.
But that's Shiva Shimon.
Rabbi Yehuda holds Tama as Chayef.
Okay,
so according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd be Chayef.
He said, but why? My question is not because it's Tama or not. My question is because I'm recognizing that there's a bundle there. It's not Shikha anymore. It should be Shikha because I'm putting something down on top of it. I'm recognizing that it's not like a tree stump.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you recognize it. It matters if you take it, Lamaisa. If I go home.
Only if I did something.
Yeah.
I'm missing something here. We don't have a riot if it's up.
You do.
No, we don't, because this we know we're saying it since he picked it up, so that's why.
Right, that's why you don't need chaveroi. So by picking it up, it belongs to you. That's done. You don't need even chaveroi. You can put it down on the ground. But it's not a case of where you picked it up, where it was blown. Then if it was tough, that would be potter. It's not sotcha.
How do you know?
That's the pashas over here. That's what Gemara is saying.
No, the Gemara was
Matzah
the Raya.
I don't know. He didn't say that it's a Raya. I thought it was a Raya.
I thought it's a Raya.
Okay. I was learning that it was a Raya. Maybe not. Maybe not. Amar Abaya. Harenik and Azai. I hear. Amar Abaya. Harenik and Azai. Bishukit Tveria. He says not a Raya.
I'm not sure if
I'm going to. That
mind that. I'm Rabbi. Ben Azai b'shukut Tveria. I'm like Ben Azai b'shukut Tveria, which is what? But Yashub says Ben Azai was so on Rangatana learning that he never got distracted, even when he was in outside the Bes Medrash. He was always thinking of learning. So he says, I'm having a moment like Ben Azai today that I'm like, and I'm in b'shukut Tveria that I could focus no matter what. Ask me any question, whatever. You know, even though I'm not a mismatch, you could ask me anything and I'll answer. Right. So I'm lehum with the rabbanon abaya. So he said like this: Shnei kalolam. So they asked him a question. He says, "Listen, I'm up for any questions, guys. Question and answers." So they asked him a question: Shnei kalolam zalgavze. You have two corpses on top of each other. Mehechan humaydid. Where do you measure? Min b'mino yhavatamon. Is that called Taman? Because the Lamaisa is Mim Amino, so you're hitting it under the same thing. Is that Taman? Maybe it's not Taman. It's not considered tough. Uma Elyon Maidid, Idilma, Mim Amino have a tough, or Mim Amino have a Taman. Uma Takta Maidid, Idilma, Mim Amino have a Taman, or Mim Amino have a tough, or Lam Takta Maidid. So it's a three. All the possibilities. So,
Rashi says,
Right.
Both of
them. If they're going to be feet to head, if they're head to head on top of each other, then it's no problem. Because either whether machlek is measuring from the stomach or from the head,
Chaim Kanievsky brings a raya that tamun does not have to be
completely.
It has to be. It's not. The Gemara Shiloh, if you measure the bottom from the top, has to be that the bottom is either bigger than the top or way smaller than the top.
Exactly.
Because otherwise, what's a Shiloh?
Right.
So it has to be that, let's say it's way smaller, and you or way bigger, or way bigger.
But big enough to make a difference.
And still you see that Tamun, if you hold Tamun, it would be considered that it's Tamun, even though it's not covering the whole thing. That's right, that's what brings down Nachalaisim.
Maybe it's only that the smaller one. It's only the smaller one.
It's either way. The Gemara doesn't say. Gemara says either way. So that Gemara, Amalei Tinsua. Oimer shechziku boy le lichol ear. V'nichol gab chaveri. We had this before. The shachoy. Whatever. At least a little bit, right? At least.
He's making it much larger.
No, it doesn't have to be. No difference. There's no difference. It doesn't matter. No, Rashi is telling you what it is. Why make a difference? But it could be either way. So tensua, I'm shakzi boy le lichol ear, v'nichol gab chaveri, v'shachoy atachto in shecho, v'ayin in shecho. Rishimu Yehudaimer, Mishum Rishimun, Shnei Meina Shekho. Hatach Meina Shuk Mutaman, Ve'ayim Meina Shuk Tzof. Savruo, the Haran Tanar Kibu, the Svirlu. The Haran Masad, the Prala Taman. My Lava, Kamivik, the Marasa Mim Mina Avataman, the Marasa Ola Avataman. That's my Chokis. The Marasa, no, Loi. I Kibu, the Svirlu, the Kula Mim Mina Avataman. So what's my Chokis? Zaka Puks, the Yudu, Rabbanon, Kamivik, the Rabbanon, Karabanon, Rav Shimon, Ben Yudu, Kabi Yudu. That's my Chokis. Sigmara says, Ihochi, so my yagav chaveroi. So what is the yagav chaveroi? I feel offer with tzror, nami. Let it just be offer on tzror. So what's the enoch nami? You're right. V'ldiachach de Yehuda de Amar feel mim mina v'tamon. That's the chiddush. So enoch nami. The maskaras of Gemara. Mim b'minoi have a tamon of Yehuda. And the top one, you measure the top one because the bottom one is tamon. And you measure the top one. So the Gemara writer, Tana Rabbanan, Cholol. Now we're going to another sugya, another reason, another kind of another halacha where Egla Rufa is not negeya. Cholol v'loy chanok. It can't be choked. Now Rashi learns the reason is loy mikri ela bekli barzel ke'en cheref. Has to be a metal sword. Right. It means if it was wood, it wouldn't work. Even though you sliced them. Now the Me'iri learns that even though it's chenek, if it was also a sword, then it's fine. The reason why choking is a problem, because choking I can do by himself. As opposed to a sword, so you know he was stabbed, so you're looking for the killer. Which Grada Dvar of Rome says, what do you mean? Maybe a guy could kill himself. A guy could kill himself. I don't know. I don't have a good answer. I don't think he answers. But that's the reason of Meiri. Now, Yad Ramah learns that as long as no blood comes out, there's no Eglah Rufa. It has to be blood.
That's
what he says. So I'll take a more about it. It's dumb, yeah.
A bullet is blood.
Metal. Cholav lechanuk. Cholav lemefarfrim. Farfrim is that he's jumping around. Ba'adama v'leitomen. Begal. Neufel v'leitoli b'ilin. Not on the tree. Besada v'leitzofa p'nei amayim. Rebbe Lezer Omer. Be'kulam. Now a cholav oifen. Doesn't matter. If there's a cholav, you have an egla rufa. Tanya, Omer b'yasi b'rebbe Yudah. Omer l'leber Lezer. Yata moida. Shemei chanuk u'muta ba'ashra she'ein oifen. What are you talking about? If the guy was choked and he's muta ba'ashpa, you're going to make egla rufa? Of course not. Al mecholav lechanuk must be because you're darshing the pasuk of cholav lechanuk. So then keep on darshing the pasuk. So achanami ba'adama v'latamim be'gavanoi v'latal be'ilon be'sadav v'loy v'tzav agam ma'im. Keep on darshing the pasuk. The same way you dash the first part of the pasuk, dash the second part of the pasuk. Moshe says no. Rabbi Lezer chol yisereksim. Really, he doesn't dash any part of the pasuk. He has an extra pasuk. It says cholav. So from cholav he's marba that he's memayet chenek. Since it says chol twice. But he doesn't darsh in the pasuk, but chol. It's not the drush of the pasuk. It's also extra pasuk of chol. But everything else is included. He doesn't darsh in the pasuk. So
he doesn't
darsh
in the pasuk?
No. Only chol, lafuk yechanek. Nimtza samuch l'saper, next to the sphere. It's not saper. It's different.
Yeah.
Right. How do you read this word? Somebody read it this afternoon. Well, so sfar. The sfar, I think. Oil ear shuba. The sfar, right?
Spari.
Oil ear shuba v'chavim, or a city that's roi v'chavim. Then there's no other over the chsiv ki matzei prat lematzui. Oil ear sheima bezdin. To be in a zikne ear v'lekom. We know that. Hakamashma knows a chiddush. Ketani minayin shem nitzu samach leirish aim bebezin shem anichin oisom meidel leirish aish bebezin. Maybe just go away. Tamlar v'loch is going to ear ahi b'kol makoim. So you go to the next closest city. If it was between Jackson and Lakewood, Jackson's not a bezin, you go to Lakewood.
So the mission says that you're not moidel. If it's near a city, shame bebezin, it doesn't mean you're not moidel at all.
You're right, you just go city, that city, go to the next city. That's the chiddush. So the Mishnah, new Mishnah, Nimtza Mechuva Mishnah Yoris, it's mamish smack dab middle. Shtei Mevias, Shtei Eglas, the Rebbe Lezer. V'ein Yushalayim Mevi Eglar Rufa, we'll see why. Nimtza Risha, Roisha, Mechuva Mechuva, you have the head in one spot, Vaguva Mechuva Mechuva. Malikhan Roisha Zagov, you bring the head to the Guv, the Rebbe Lezer. Kiva Emir, Haguv Zel Roish, no, Pukva Kerit, schlep the body. The Gemara is going to explain. Meino Yemaydin, where on the body do you imagine from? Lezer Emir, Mitiburoi, from the belly button, Kiva Emir, Chayim, from the nose. Lezer Yakov Emir, Mokam Shanasa Chalal, Mitzavarai, from where the cut is. My time with the Rebbe Lezer that he holds, that they both bring Eglar. Ruvok Sava Epshel Tzamtzam, Vakroiba Afilu Kroivois. So Meil, that's why you laugh at the Pasuk that they both bring a carbon. What is it?
The guy's passage wasn't lying down and the guy shot off his neck, so he probably was killed there and then fell down.
So what? How did it happen? The head moved?
He's on his body. He's on the body.
No, he's just on the first part. So the head moved or the body moved? Somebody moved, right? The head's over there, he's over here.
He moved in the car. He moved in the car.
The cut is on the body.
On the body. But the cut didn't happen here, so if you're being measuring it here, the cut
doesn't mean the cut would happen geographically on the GPS. I mean,
on the body. On the body.
No, it's not.
That's it.
So the cut probably happened right here, and now
Doesn't matter.
Come
his neck.
I understand you're not doing that.
I didn't look at Ellie Stefanski. Maybe he has pictures. Meir Shalayim, maybe Eglar Rufa. Meir Shalayim, maybe Eglar Rufa. Namakra Libishto. Viksav Yishalayim, Lenis Chakal Shvat. That's what he holds. Nimtze Roisha Makam Echod, so Makam Mifligi, Elam Linim Adida, where you measure Kamifligi, Hamad Tanisefa, Mano Yamayim, so it can't be that's the ratio that we're talking about. How the Rashla Amadida asking him. Our musical Mace Mitzvah, the Mace Mitzvah Kanamakaimai. Because the Mace Mitzvah Kanamakaimai, Kamifligi, Makama, Lekoivroi, Kanamakaimai, the Echad, the Nimtze Roisha, Makam Echod, Guf, Makam Akam, Likan Roish, Aguf, Dear Velazar, Kivaimer, Aguf, it's our Roish, Makam Mifligi, Marsova, what's the Machlakis? What's the fundamental issue over here? Marsova, they're arguing on Matthias. Not Matthias, arguing how it happened. The body stays where it is. And Nafel, Reisha, the Nadi, it moves away, it rolls around like Esau's head. The Nafel. Reisha, Hech, the Nafel. The head drops right where it is. And Gufo, the Rod, also the body, like a chicken. If you check the chicken, he has German. When you check the chicken still, body still runs. Same thing by a person. Mano Yemoidin, Maika Mevigi, Marsava Ikki Chiyus of Ape, the main Chiyus of a person is in the head, Marsava Ikki Chiyus of a Tibur in the belly button, Lema Kahani Tanoi, Mehekan Avla Noitzer, where does the kid start forming from? Meroisha, Chenoim and Meimi Atagoizi. You have a pause again? A second. Shkachta. You have this Psogam? No.
The choice here is for the choice.
Akroiva.
This is tons of pages.
Larishta.
Wow. Oh. Are you staying up late at night for this?
Alecha nesmachti betin me'imi ata goizi b'nei silosi tamid. So you see it, it's from the head, and the other manamra holds.
No, you see, it says
goizi.
Goizi is there.
Oh, goizi, right. So that's that. V'aymer goizi nizrich v'ashlichi, that's the next passage. Abashalem mitiburoi, from the belly button, umeshaleach shorshoi. Eilach v'eilach. So that's the Gemara wants to say, that's the machalik. Gemara says, no. I feel the tame Abashal. I call it come Abashal elin yetzira. The chi mitzvah, mitzias mitzvah. Will God be the way the kid is formed? Yes. Avalini chi yusei? Where the Lebedekite is from, the Kula Alma Ba'api, the Chesiv Kol Shanish, the Chesiv Kol Shanish, Ruach Haim Ba'api, and this comes to a very major. This comes to a major Shiloh. What do you call today's kind of Shiloh?
Contemporary
Shiloh. I don't know if contemporary is the right word, but when a person is brain dead, but his heart is still working, could you pull the plug? We hold the Gemara paskins that the ikichius is ma'ape. So if there's no chius na'ape, then the fact that his heart is beating is nothing. Or no, the ma'ase's heart is beating. The other one holds ikichius is me'tiburoi. So if the heart's beating and the head's not working, the head doesn't matter. So machloekas, most places can hold that if the kid or person is brain dead, that's where the ikichius is. But I know the chachmash. I know he pulled a plug. I'm not saying pull a plug.
But yeah, he's about if his heart's beating. No, still breathing.
No, he needs to
breathe.
It's not brain dead.
Right.
Worse than brain dead.
But they're not breathing. Is that
right.
possible?
Something like that. Yeah.
No, they can have more of a machine. The machine.
Right. But
the machine's pumping for him.
She's pumping.
That's what we're talking about.
Right. That heart's not beating. The machine's breathing. They have a ECMO.
Have a good vach. Thank you very much.